a t-shirt and jeans, mac and cheese. Some things in life are an obvious match, like RIAs and Schwab Advisor Services, the number one choice for independent advisors. The difference is so obvious, it's Schwabvious. Learn why at schwabvious.com.
Boys, I want to start the show by saying to my favorite second Kevin.
They call me the original Kevin, the real Kevin.
He's the real Kevin.
That's what they said in the chat.
Yeah.
I swear. But carry on though. Big up.
Happy birthday. So I'm going to give you a little shot or rum.
No, that's I don't need that. Thank you though.
Take a little
No, we're not doing that on the show. No.
No, it's calm. It's
that's ale. It's just a little bit of ale.
The thing says Reaper.
That's Reaper ale.
The thing says, do you know why I'm not taking that shot? Because Dojo. One time, what's going on?
Dojo. This is mental.
You got to put your hair back on. Yeah,
one,
back on,
your bro. Hair back on.
Yeah, sorry.
All right. Before we get into why he's got that on his head, Kev, it's very rude when a man pours you a shot to not take it.
Indeed.
It's right. Just a little
why
shot.
Is it so small, bro?
There you go. Is that because it's quite
man up,
it's
man
powerful.
Up, man up.
Happy birthday, Kev.
Probably didn't want me to.
Thank you. Go on then. My man, he's the man. Happy birthday, Kev.
It's calm, bro. We're black, bro. We do this, bro. Go
let's on. Let's go.
Then.
Happy birthday, Kev.
Come on, Kev.
All right, happy.
Oh my god.
Yo!
Hey!
When you see a man go like this,
oh!
It's dark!
Hey, I'll be goofy though.
That's mad. That's hot. That's a. You're a dickhead.
Hey, Shadow's gonna step.
I am sweating. I'm sweating.
So I put this on.
Yo.
My name Valen.
Hey, I've never seen a big man curl up like a fox like this before in my life, bro.
I said curl up like a fox.
What is in that?
Nah, my God, man.
Now I'm injured.
So I had that. I had some. I said, this is how I know it's mad. And I can't take pepper. You just took a sip. You ain't even got it to your belly yet. John, take that, honestly, so.
Stay to you.
Happy birthday again.
Happy birthday to you.
Hot mode.
Happy birthday, dear Kevin.
Chili.
Happy birthday to you.
Pepper mode. So yoga Fleam. Hooray.
So much
pepper mode. Yoga hooray. Flames.
And no one's ever got a cake.
You lot got me this as well. Thank you so much. All
right, give them out, man.
Yeah, I'm going to pass them out. Like, you know, old school, you have to pass them out on your birthday and that. So, yeah, you lot.
Take the candles out because I want some of the cake, bro.
Bro, it's real. I thought it was going to be stew or something.
I told you, Fredin, sewing kit. Fredin, sewing kit.
Bro, your nose is running.
Of course my nose is running. What can I do, bro?
Wait.
Hey, I bet you get some tissue. Get some tissue, please.
That would have been stew.
Blow the candles out.
Get my boy some tissue.
You're going to catch your hair on fire.
COVID,
he said he can't even do it
COVID.
With his fire breath. It would have just lit up.
Oh my God, it would have.
Shrek.
Hey, what can we speak
dragon.
About that though?
What?
In his yard, there would have been stew.
Yeah.
Sewing kit. Nah, stew. No, stew's in the,
not in
the ice cream
no,
one.
No, Quality Street.
Yeah, you can still put stew in
instead
that.
Of
stew.
You would have had jollof instead of here. Stew. You would have had sewing
because I didn't think I was surprised to see chocolate.
You would have had some meat in here.
Sewing.
Meat inside of here as well. You know, you don't know like those little
Tupperware.
Cheap.
Yeah, Tupperware.
Tupperware's cheap.
Well, you could use
that.
Well,
I just run mummy's Tupperware
no,
back,
you know
man.
No, but.
Got her using ice cream tubs, got her finishing up the ice cream
to
put that rice in there.
Yeah, no, facts.
Can I just say something? Well, you lot are all missing out on there. And this is how you know you lot don't move with the times. You've got poor vision. That is tiny. So it wouldn't be that one. That is new. So one thing is that's new. We're getting half the sweets we used to get, which I've just noticed now. That's pissed me off.
Is
but the
other one was the box.
Yeah, the quality streets were deep. So you could fit a lot in there.
But that's celebration.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
It used to be bigger.
Let me see.
Yeah, man, that's thin.
Looking
bro.
A bit thin, though.
Yeah, man.
It's still affecting him, you know.
A couple sweets used to be able
still
to
still cooked.
Yeah.
You know what you got to do? You got to eat some of that cake. The chocolate will counteract. The sugar will counteract.
It's dark in here, you know.
Smaller.
I used to see like 10, 15 Maltesers. I see one.
That's smaller.
The one I'm taking. But it is dark in here.
You know what?
See
them celebrations?
Bro.
My ones are always in there. I'll let it go around five
bro,
times. The bounties will stay there.
Wait, the men are laughing at me suffering off camera, bro. And it's not right.
I'm just thinking about your yard later, bro.
Huh?
Bro? Bomb squad!
Why has he got that on, though?
What? Dojo.
What we want to talk
about. Why have you got that on?
Yeah,
Dojo.
Speak about that.
Like, you know, like when I do that, it feels like I've got a ponytail. You get what I'm saying, innit? Like, you get what I'm saying? But my brethren come back from Japan.
Yeah.
And he was like, how I was, you see the bad comments that you know when Liverpool was losing, I was just going, psh, psh, wax on, wax off. Wax on, wax off. I was kung fu in it. So he just thought, you understand I'm here?
Wax on, wax off. Hey, wax on, wax off ain't even kung fu.
Love karate. As well.
Same bro.
Oh, wait, can that's, I see that, something? Can I see something?
Borderline.
That happened, yeah? Obviously, it's an episode that's happened a while ago. But after the episode where he lost and he had to talk about it, he said something, and I can't believe no one pulled him up about it. He said it was a weaker league. You know when Slot was... Remember, he said it was a weaker league and that we can't talk about... remember, he's talking about Liverpool, this, that, and the other.
Sarcasm.
No, he said it's a weaker league, and now it is. You use that argument in this.
It's a weaker league, yeah.
How?
How not?
How are you going to say it's a weaker league? It don't make no
why.
Sense.
We'll tell you why.
Everyone was telling you it's a weaker league, and you're saying, nah.
It's weaker now.
Don't do that. You said don't try to rub it.
It's weaker now.
Yes.
KG, let me be real, though.
It's weaker now.
Let me be real. The international break is here.
It is.
It's the last one till March.
And that's why. That's
finally.
It's the last one till March.
I'll be honest with you, man. I'm so glad it's the last one till March. I hate international football, bro.
Why? Because you don't get called up.
Yeah, man. I just think it's terrible, bro.
Who's he getting called up for? Who's he getting called up for?
Bro, menace. Do you know it is? Because we know ball.
You don't know ball.
He could play for Eritrea.
Cool.
Because
we play ball, we understand what certain men are saying is nonsense.
I told you from before.
And
right?
I'm not talking about Vets League and Vinny Jr. They're playing
Senior,
against Palmer.
Vinny Senior, Senior.
You're not
any of
you
them. Called Bang It? Get out of here.
Why though? Yeah, why? Bro.
It's a slow bang it. He's just one of those players that, you know when they're losing, this goes poof. And as hits it, I respect it.
You got to take off that headband, bro.
Whoa.
Bro. The headband's affecting your play.
It's terrible. See what? Asking me to take it off will never make me take it off.
No, keep it on, because you look like a fantastic... keep it on. Horrible. No, I need him to keep it on, because this is the look of a fantastic fool.
You know
you
what
keep
saying?
That on, 100%.
All right, man.
How do you think he's wearing your hat, by the way?
Wrong.
I think it's cold, bro.
Probably look like you got dreads on there.
That's what I just said. You look like a big man.
I haven't got a trim. I'm grinding, bro.
Let's talk about how the Premier League is shaping right now. Obviously, at the top, we have the Arsenal. Talking about centre-backs. Best defence in the league. The best defence in Europe, they're saying. Maybe even the world. But obviously, as you know, defence is... what wins you championships sometimes, because even though we had the best defence last year, we didn't win it.
Glad you know that.
But this year...
looks good, man.
It's different. Anyway, we all voted for our top 10. Notable mentions that didn't make the cut. Alderete, Rodon, Tio, who just got here from... he came from AC Milan, innit? Luke Shaw, who the hell voted for him. Chalobah, Van Heek... Lenny Yoro.
That's not gold, man.
Gets back into
Milinkovic,
the team.
That was definitely me. And Dan Byrne, who's a left back sometimes.
Dan Byrne?
Yeah.
He's good,
he's
though.
A centre-back.
Do you know what it is? To be fair, I'm not going to lie, I'm blaming production, innit? They asked us for a top five. Bro, I'm blaming production. Because they're going to say we don't know ball. Yeah? You asked for five, we got to the pitch, and you asked us for six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
Yeah, they did.
You can't tell us we're playing out. We're playing long ball football, but then when we get to the pitch, yeah, we're playing out from the back, boys. It's like, whoa.
They told you they're playing on Astros. You got there, it's muddy.
I've only got my Sondicos. I haven't got no moles.
Yeah, man, you got to need the multi-purpose.
Anyway, in 10th, there's four people.
They're lit.
Are we agreeing to one? We have to agree to one.
We are going
to
agree to one. Sven Botman, Vardio, Murillo, and De Ligt. I'm not going to lie, I think one man...
Shouldn't be there.
I think De Ligt should be higher based on this season.
I think that's the man that shouldn't be there.
No, that's biased.
No way.
It ain't bad. It's not about what you've done so far.
He's been better than Botman. He's been better than Murillo.
No, it's not about what you've done so far.
Yes, it is.
Oh, is it about so far?
Yes, it is. Based on this season. It's this season.
He's
not
a top 10 centre-back.
No way.
That's embarrassing. That's embarrassing.
He's not a top 10 centre-back in the Premier.
Embarrassing.
Broski, you lot just started winning games. You lot just stopped losing games.
He's played the most minutes.
Yesterday. I don't care.
No, wait, hold on. He's played the most minutes. He's the most dominant in the air as well.
Won guys, the most draws.
Guys, he's doing his. He's going into the midfield to even to win the ball, helping out Casemiro and Bruno, bro. You lot can't tell me. You lot just hate him at the moment. Because right now, there's players in there that are way below his performance. Has Delip, has Van Dijk been better than Delip this season?
Yes.
Get out.
No, yes. No, he hasn't. Oh. No, he hasn't. No, he has
all
not.
Right, man. You lot are just showing this naivety, man.
You lot win two games, yeah?
Three.
You okay, you lot
and
win
And now
three.
He's better than Van Dijk.
Exactly, bro.
No, this
based on this season.
Guys, this season, has Van Dijk been amazing?
No, has Delip been amazing?
No, I'm saying Delip's performed better than Van Dijk.
There's levels of amazing, bro.
Oh, my
no, he ain't,
God.
Bro. I'm not letting you make this for Man United. Narrative, man. Gone mad,
see,
you
Van Dijk and Delit, yeah? You're going to judge them on two different... Delit is like a mid-table centre-back right now. He's
no,
dealing
he's
with mad
no,
danger. Yes, he is, bro. He's not in a governed system, okay. Innit? So, you see all the stats, that's mad, bro. The higher level centre-backs, they're not going to have them stats. They're not in teams that...
They're
going to
have the
ball
more.
I'm listening
exactly,
to one.
Exactly. They're not in teams that withstand Simple. That kind of pressure. So it's like when... Mustafi had higher stats than Van Dijk.
Who's under pressure? We're creating the most chances. What are you talking about?
Wait, so how are you doing it? Creating the most chances and winning the most shoes. How are you doing both?
Exactly. You can do both. The sickest thing is you can do both.
We can do both.
You're saying we're under the most pressure. We have the ball. We're creating the most chances in games. So what are you talking about?
You create the most chances?
Bro, we're creating it. You've seen the XG.
We're one of the better looking sides in the league, bro.
That. So
based
now,
off these 10
do you know
games.
What it is? It's because you hate Man United so much, you can't truly
just
see
say you
what's
don't
going
watch
on.
Us. Just say you don't watch it and
that's
done,
the,
bro.
That's the truth. The honest of it is, this guy's been performing at a high level and he's played every game. Most minutes.
Well, every episode, this guy's crying about United.
No. You lot tried to flip it. It can't be that.
Even before this season, the lit started to play well. Am I lying, Man United fans?
Towards the end. Last season,
he was doing blocks. He was winning duels. You're laughing at him, me giving you stats on defending.
I'm coughing.
He's coughing. Oh,
sorry. You didn't have the rum. You're dying.
So now that his team's not actually putting a few results in, he's got more assurity around him. The keeper looks better behind him as well. You're seeing the lit that we saw at Ajax. You are seeing the lit that we saw at Ajax. He's been building to that. Give it another season for me and
you lot don't rate.
Okay. Give him another season. I think you're going to... He becomes... Forget top 10. He get back into the top 5
back.
Of defenders.
He's never been there.
Top 5.
Cool, man.
Never. He's never been top 5.
Do you think he's better than all them four there?
This season, yes.
No. That's not what I said.
Wait. Go on, Loons. No, Lips, I'm listening
this
to you.
Is my team, yeah? No, this is my team.
No, you're cheap. I'm trying it, man.
Boys, what's going on?
His
glasses are bent, man. Look, his glasses are bent.
No, all jokes aside. He's got spit
in the side of his mouth.
All jokes aside. Who, me?
I'm not. Not you, him.
You got that eye thing as well. We just woke up.
Like, don't forget, this the lit that everyone thinks fell off. When he went Juve, no, 1 second. Like, I know facts here. When he went Juve, he actually played really, really well in a transforming Juve team. So he got a lot of the blame as he was their signature signing, right? Anyway, he then goes to Bayern Munich. Marquee signature. He then goes Bayern Munich again in a transitioning team at a time that they were transitioning. No. Yes.
I have to disagree with that.
Okay, you can disagree.
Bayern never transitioned.
But then he definitely... Pardon?
Bayern never transitioned. They win, man. They just win the league, bro.
They transitioned when they had like Van Buyten and all of them, man.
That's super old school. Let's not do that, man.
I'm on about when...
We're talking about Boateng and them, man.
If you got Dier in your team, you're transitioning.
Dortmund won the league. Did they win when Bellingham was there? Did they?
No, Brian won the
league. Delit won the league. Of course he did. He won the league with Gravenberch.
But he was still a transforming team. They weren't doing the Champions League transitioning, right? Anyway, so he's been at teams where it didn't... And now then he went to United when they're transforming. So it's been bad luck. Oh, it's been bad
Steve,
luck
that's
for him.
That's bad.
But he's playing well.
But his ability, for me, is still
be
there.
Can't be questioned, bro.
Because this is my thing, yeah? Where we're saying with the guy that we saw from Ajax, yeah? At Ajax, like, he was like an all-round, all-action ball
He's
player.
Been that for United, bro.
It's not mobile.
How is he not?
Yes.
Bro, just mobile, say it. Don't watch our team, bro. Just say it. No,
can't
just
force
admit
us to like him, bro.
Let's stop.
Can't
this
force
Twitter.
Us to like him, bro.
This is what it is, yeah. The second man
Chill
has
out,
a
bro.
Different opinion from a man. We don't watch, man. Yeah. But this is the fair enough. We're talking about flipping some French you in out straight in it, bro. This is the Prem, bro. Wait, you see us? We're talking to you about the games in the group chat. But now today we don't watch.
So just to be clear, you're saying the Lit's not been better than Murillo for Nottingham Forest. He's not been better than Guavio this season at City and Sven Botman at Newcastle. We're all saying
he's
not been better than
I think he's been better than them, but I don't think he's better than them.
No, I don't think he's been better than them.
You lot did it on the 9 games or the 10 games.
Yeah, I done it.
I done it on who's the best centre-backs in the league.
Ability-wise, he's clearer.
If it's obviously recent, if it's like the last 3 years, I'm not going to put Dilly in there.
Why not? Thank you. Guardiola ain't even played centre-back. Botman's been injured.
We've had a bad start and we finished 15th in that last season. Well, I'm not going to put Dilit there. But if you're talking about recent, if you're talking about this season, he's in the top 10.
But you still don't think over the 3 seasons that, remember, Botman's missed how many months? Probably 12 months or something like that. Guardiola's played left back for the last 18. Murillo had a good season last year, quality season, but...
Team of the year season.
He didn't get in team of the year.
He did. He's in the squad.
He's in the squad.
That's still the same though, isn't it? Team of the year. It's the squad, isn't it? It's the same
I've never seen a squad in the team of the year. The team of the year
is called
the
team
11.
Of the year.
It's the 11.
Bro. Steve, stop being silly. It's called team of the year and you could be in the squad.
No one looks at the subs though.
But if you're in the team of the year and you're a sub, you're still in the team of the year.
I've never seen that.
It was like that, sorry.
I've never seen it.
I'll be honest, Guardiola for me was a left back for City where I saw him at his best, so I wouldn't put him there. Botman. Injured
Murillo.
In and out. Murillo or De Ligt. I'll go for De Ligt. You lot go for Murillo.
I'm going for De Ligt.
There we go. De Ligt at 10th.
United. De Ligt.
I don't.
You just said you won't put him there.
I just said United. I'm not going to fight it.
So show of hands for De Ligt.
He's not going to make it.
Well, yes, it's whoever we vote, whatever. Like I said, De Ligt's 10th anyway, man, because you lot cried, bruv. It's like, you see, listen, let's carry on, man. Okay, so number 9, Senesi. You obviously think De Ligt is better than him. I'm not going to ask that to go back to De Ligt. But Bournemouth, who people thought were going to struggle because they lost their back line, basically. They've been all right, man. And he's been a big part of that, man. Bournemouth been good this season, man.
Sorry, boys.
Forget it, man.
Sorry.
We moved on.
So, no, we're not moving on. So his team of the year
didn't have Murillo in
FIFA.
It.
FIFA. Yeah, because the PSA team in the year, Murillo ain't nowhere near it.
Oh, so he's doing the ultimate team.
That's bad,
Murillo.
Yeah, that's bad.
Okay,
we gotta leave Endo out of these conversations.
That is bad.
Still.
At least I'm honest.
Yeah. I rate it.
So you tried to tell him to stop though. If it weren't for him, I'm honest. Whatever.
I am honest though. I didn't have to tell him. Not getting no more of my drink though, bitch.
where's he from? Is he where's he from?
Argentinian.
He's Argentinian.
No, not Murillo.
Italian, no.
Argentinian.
They're same. Italian, Argentinian, kind of the same. It's kind of the same.
But can he be ahead? Can he be ahead of De Ligt based on the fact he was injured last season for a good long time?
He wasn't. The good thing, do you know what it is? Yeah, when you're putting a guy that was bad against a guy that wasn't playing, you gotta say the guy that was bad was worse, bro. Because the guy that weren't
then
playing,
the guy that weren't playing,
brother,
didn't do nothing.
Playing bad is worse than not playing.
But you're playing. How can you be judged if you're not playing?
Broski, listen.
Wick, who'd best?
I don't understand. What am I saying that's mad? A guy that's playing and making mistakes is doing worse than a guy that's not playing.
You're making the Lit sound worse, by the way.
Can I say, boys, come on. Look, if you don't get the chance to make the mistake,
then
you can't be judged.
But you don't get the chance to be good either. So how's it mistakes?
We can't judge
but
you.
That's
you
but
can't
that's the
judge.
Balance.
Exactly.
That's the balance,
you
though.
Can't judge,
so you
man.
Don't judge.
So when a guy against a guy that's not judged to a guy that's judged badly, the guy that's judged badly is in a worse situation, no?
Based on us seeing him,
yeah.
But that don't mean you
based
put the guy that's
seeing him.
But you don't put the guy that's not playing above
he's
him
seen himself.
Because he's not playing. What the hell are we
doing? Yeah, but come on, bro. Because if that's the case, then nah, man.
If me and Wick play for a football team and we have an argument on who's better, and he's injured and he's not playing,
but you're
I'm playing,
playing badly.
And I'm not playing as
but you're
as
playing
good.
Badly.
Why you make De Ligt sound that bad?
No, but
he is
not,
that
it's
bad.
Not, Broski. This what? So
you're not trying to make us gas up these players, man.
He had a bad season. Yeah?
You lot finished
15th. It wasn't a good season. A lot
15th.
Of players.
15th?
Yeah, simple.
I'm on a chat to you, actually.
Simple,
Endo's moving mad
he's
over
moving
there.
Sick. So it's, don't get it twisted. I hear your point, but I just think when it comes to rankings, maybe he's there because it's a smaller sample we've seen. So it's easier to be better. It's true, though.
Can I be honest? This one here being here, and this is why the list don't make kind of sense.
I said production.
Yeah, yeah. This is based on the 10 games.
So after first 10 games, are you putting him there though?
He could arguably be better than Delit. He could arguably be higher than Delit off the 10 games, but you lot was arguing about the 10 games.
This is my thing. Everyone voted for their own reasons, innit? That's why the episode's the episode, innit? He's obviously the last 10 games. Delit, I'm not having it because of the last...
Delit weren't in my top 10, by the way.
He wasn't.
So hired for the 10 games. I don't even know how you made it there.
Was in my top 5.
I think Delit's higher than
it's
him.
Because these man put him top 5, bro. You know how it goes, bro.
Can we see who number 8 is, man, though?
Who
I'm
is number 8?
About this guy.
Diaz from Man City is number 8. And I'll be honest, I'm going to keep saying it. Production done us, bro. We got to the, we got pitch side.
Are we
going to
blame production for everything?
Bro, I trained to fling it channel to you, broski. I got to the pitch, GLP said, we're playing out the back.
Different winger.
Give it to Menace, then him, then Rare to the... I didn't train for this, bro.
So what we're saying is the top 5 will be legit.
Yeah.
But right now, we've all just sort of thrown in a few players.
To be fair to GLP, though, I think the latter stages of this would have kind of been all over the place anyway. Because I think the better centre-backs in the league right now are a lot better than the guys that are like, okay, you get me? There's a set in stone, like top 3, 4, than the other guys, innit? Mm. You get me? So right now, we're on the other guys. It's as simple
as that. I don't know about you, but when I was voting, though, I got to a top 10 easy. So what I'm saying, I was actually like, so I started on the top 5, but then when I started, I did move it around a bit. So I'm not going to name names, but there's ones that just missed out that I'm like, oh, there's been a few good centre-backs this year, man. Chelsea got a couple.
Couple?
Chelsea?
Couple?
I like that little Josh.
In my opinion.
Achipong.
You throw me.
Who's the couple?
Cole's not bad.
Chalobah's been decent.
Yeah.
He's been wicked.
Top 10, bro.
Top 10?
I think so. Chalobah,
top 10?
I think so. Well, sorry, he didn't get in my top 10. But, he might have got 10, didn't he, GOP? We don't know. But,
we don't know. He might as well.
No, I think he was 10. I think he was 10.
You know what? I want to discuss someone quickly to just trigger the crybabies.
I know what you're going
to
do, man. Go
Lenny Yoro, who voted for him? Because I remember it was a mad stat until like 3 days ago or something that like every match he still stands.
He ain't won a game he started. You haven't won a game.
And he's a top 10 centre back in the league.
Lenny Yoro, bad defender?
Yes.
It's an easy question. Is Lenny Yoro a bad defender?
Bro, that's why are you taking it there? You I asked if he's top 10 or not.
No, I'm just asking.
Know,
so why is he,
why are you asking?
What has made him like that? You're questioning him because we're looking at you're saying Chalobah is in without.
No, he's not in. He's in my opinion.
Not being top 10 doesn't make you a bad centre back. I'm just saying being top 10 for the most part means you're doing well. But a man ain't ever started a game
and won. Yeah, it's
unless it's against
and
Egypt.
Brother,
Chalobah for me. My personal opinion is better than Yoro.
Definitely.
Easy.
He's a better
Easy.
Passer.
Chalobah's better Yoro.
He's a better one-on-one
Easy.
Defender.
Chalobah's better Yoro.
You lot are mad. You lot are going
Hold
mad.
Hold. Stop. This is what we're
going to
do.
You're on drugs.
You never seen a star win.
Paul?
You lot change.
Paul, go into the golden phone book, bro, and get me Trevor Chalobah G here. Because I want you, man, to explain to my dog that poet's son is better than him.
Bring him.
Yeah, we will.
I will happily say, bro, your role's better than you, bro. You could put him here right now, AI. Let Chalobah be here, AI.
He's not really here.
If he was here, I'll see it, bro. What you think? What you think I'm going to get pressured like HMRC? I'm going to keep the same energy, bro. I'm going to tell man what I think.
I've brought substance to you. I've said he's better passing. He's better at defending the box. He's better at attacking the box. I think he's probably quicker, but like one-on-ones. Like, so I've said all of that.
Yeah,
what
fight.
Is Yoro better fight, than him at? Go and tell me in your opinion.
Yoro's faster than don't him, times his tackle. You don't have to help
times
him.
Times his tackle.
Yeah, Yoro does time his tackles brilliantly because there's many times when he's been left on his own. You know he play a high line. Yoro's going to clean that up easy.
Chalobah too.
What's that? Yes, he is, bro. Yoro, we talking about? You don't watch Man United. Chalobah's no, there's on the ball, Yoro's way better.
Nope.
He can play the diagonal. Yes, he can.
So can Chalobah.
What are you lot talking about? You can't even put Chalobah and Yoyo in the same sentence.
Chalobah at Crystal Palace was better. And he's gone to Chelsea and he's been their best defender.
Chelsea yeah, don't
that's a Chelsea problem, though.
I'm watching it. I'm like, who's this guy with the short hair now? And I'm like, rah, that's Chalobah.
Chalobah's better than
the Like, looking sick.
Chalobah's better than the Ligt.
He's getting, it's yes, getting he missed over. It's getting looked over.
Steve-O, is he better than the Ligt?
Chalobah's better than the Ligt.
You lot are insane.
If you lot don't think there's not a Man United agenda on the show, 100%, it's clear.
Chalobah's better than the Ligt.
Bro, today, all like it's at the top. Man United agenda stinks.
Chalobah is better than the Ligt.
No!
Chalobah is better than the Ligt.
Cool.
Anyway, can we talk about number 8, please?
Let's go. The comment section will tell you.
I ain't seen much of him, to be fair, you know.
I think he's surviving off old fouls.
I don't know, man.
I think Man City ain't getting looked at like that. They've been mixed up with, you know, the defenders, O'Reilly. One minute it's Stones. You got bare, City's got bare defenders, so their mixture is
Stones is their best defender, though. Stones has been their best, you're right, Lewis. First thing you said that got right today. Listen. I think defenders have become... Like, for me, the only certy defender in the league, you know I'm going to say in it? It's Gabriel.
We'll get there. We'll
oh,
get
no, but I'm saying that. Like, he's up there. But he's the only one in the league. He used to be Virgil, but he's the only one I can say consistently he's the man, right? He's the man. Otherwise, I'm looking throughout the whole defense, like, because of the way teams are structured, the way they play, like, defenders are looking at a position now because teams are doing chess against them now. So whatever happens, you're going to have to come out there because teams have plotted that like chess now. So I think all defenders are looking a bit, that they've got a mistake.
Not amazing.
Them.
Not amazing. And that's why the conversation that it's easier to
it's
talk
difficult.
About a lot more players now. Why? Because I don't think there's the standout candidates, honestly.
Yeah.
You lot was comparing Delict to Van Dijk. The game's gone, man.
Because that's how close it is
it's
now.
It's not that close,
Van Dijk, have you not seen the compilation
bro,
of him, bro?
Bro, you can have compilation. Look, you can have compilation.
Right, we'll get to him.
We'll have all that.
We'll get to him.
But
you
be
know,
real.
Yeah. Sorry,
be
just real, from the man. Past few, just from the past few weeks, yeah, like there's always this conversation of, there's not enough great centre-backs, blah, blah. There's not enough great strikers. So is it like it's mixed? Are players actually just gone downhill? Or what's, because there's always some sort of argument.
Good question. It was a good question because football's got better.
Nah, man.
Football's got better.
I think it's because you see, you just two positions you just said, yeah, centre back or strikers, yeah. Gaffers don't care like what kind of player you're like. You're playing the way they want you to play.
Yeah, so you're seeing
it with Gyökeres at Arsenal. He wants to run channels and do this and rare tech. Let's go at United.
Stay between
They're
the posts.
They're saying no.
Stay
you
between
do
the posts.
Do what we want you to do,
chess,
regardless of how it looks, until you get it right. Mm. And it's the same with centre backs. So you get the Yoro might want to take more touches, less touches, whatever. Amarim saying no. Do what I want you to do. I don't care what it looks like. Eventually we'll get it right because that's how I've worked it out. So it's just you don't get a lot of freedom in them.
I was watching the Tottenham Chelsea game the other day. It was a last minute. And Tottenham, what they had to do is put the ball in the box. And they took a short, like everything.
Oh. And they played,
I walked out of the room. I said, the game's gone. And I know they're doing set piece now, they're doing throw-ons and teams are like, they are going back to that. But again, that's chess again. Like that, like even the way they're doing the throw, we used to throw it in the mixer, we called it. Now it's like, they're actually setting up set pieces, like a corner, for a long throw-in, right? Man, the game. So to answer your question, which is a good question, I think the whole standard has gone up technically and everything else. It's becoming so chess. I like to call it chess and like this move, you make that move. If you come out of that space, someone has to come in there, which there was a little bit of that as it started developing back in the day, but now it's become way too much. And we know this, we spoke about it, no Mavericks, none of that. And I think because of that, because the average has gone up, like all the centre backs are good,
but
all the strikers are good. They're all good.
Make sense though. But we say it's a weaker league though, because we say competitive
bro,
wise.
We're going off the guy. We're talking individual players, and then you're talking about teams.
No, I'm talking about the point of they're saying that right now with Arsenal running things, they're saying it's looking like a weaker league in terms of the rest of the competition. So we're saying the players have got better, but competitively it's weaker.
Let me help you. Why it looks like a weaker league? The team that finished 17th is fourth.
But that's Tottenham. Hold on, hold on.
What does that mean, though?
The team that was down there is up there. It's easy now. It's easy.
That's rubbish.
All right. When it was us, all the top teams were there except for them.
Broski, like, I hear what you lot are saying. I hear what you're saying. It's a convo, innit, bro? Every season's going to be compared to each season. But back on the centre-back thing, bro, I think the reason... I don't think strikers are better. Yeah, I think centre-backs are a lot better. Yeah, you don't get them, like... You know, usually you get, like, A and B centre-backs. Like, it's almost like... Obviously, at Liverpool, you could kind of see it. At Arsenal before, you could see it. But at other teams, it's not really A and B. That's two bosses there that, like, got to get the thing done. And it's... Like, man, so everything's passing out the back. Right? Centre-backs are so involved now. Bro,
you get and me? The I remember, athletes.
I, from a playing standpoint, I remember centre-backs not even being...
Quick.
Having a good touch.
You get me, bro? Couldn't they didn't really have to. It was more mentals and what they was like and winning.
Head and volley, I told you this.
You get me? But it's like now... It's gone full systematic, and hopefully we could get like somewhere between halfway. Like,
did you see how much times Tottenham gave the ball away against Chelsea because they just kept shutting them? Because we know now you're gonna make the short pass, but you're not gonna go long.
You're not clipping.
Like, it's weird. It's so weird.
But look, did you use that game as an example? They knew the weak link of that Tottenham back line was Dantzel. They know on the ball. He's more old school than he is modern. So on the ball, he's a bit jittery. So that was the press. That's the... when you're knocking it back, it's got to go to him at one stage.
So what were you saying about Diaz right now?
I think he's the old school centre-back, stuck in modern times. I don't think he's... I think he's very good. I think he's positionally aware. Like defenders now get themselves out with athleticism. They get themselves out with speed.
He's more modern than old school.
I'm saying he's more positionally aware. Do you get what I'm saying? He ain't got the pace, but he will be there.
In the right position at the right time.
Yeah, he's just there. That's what he's got. But against the elite strikers, being there positionally ain't going to save you.
Well, stop.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Stop.
Play against Haaland. Play against Haaland. And Mbappe will tear their arse out.
Hang about. Wasn't this the defender that done the free treble? He was in that team, yeah?
He was in that team.
Well, I'm saying the same. What are you talking about? So that positioning.
Old.
Positioning then. Mm-hmm. Got him out of trouble.
Yes, but football's evolved since them three seasons, bro.
And he's still good. He's top eight. He's top ten.
His reputation has kind of like been damaged with the City transition. Yeah. You get me? Like, he joined like a boss City team. You
so
get
did
me?
You vote him? Fifth. See, that's what I'm saying.
I didn't vote for him.
That's crazy.
He's in my top five.
Well, he's in enough to get top ten.
Definitely in the top ten.
I think he is. Yeah.
He is. Did he make your five? Honest.
He didn't make my five. Made my ten.
Why? That's why he's eighth, bro.
Sorry, Diaz didn't make. No one's top five. So we're going to move on because he's eight. So number seven, please, GOP, is Ibrahim Konate.
I think that's a bit low, man.
Really?
Yeah, no way.
Again,
if we want to do... I'll be honest, even if we're doing last 10 games, I think that's a bit...
Chalab is better than him.
No way.
Yep. Chalab is better. Wow.
That is, I think, maybe on the ball. A bit like a lot more composed.
Yep.
But Konate is still a great defender.
Better defender.
Better in the air.
can I say something now? Just for my please. Everyone do player cam on Chalobah for the next 10 for me, please. And then
probably
come
won't
back.
Play.
Feed me.
He probably won't play.
Okay, well, 100, you ain't gonna
he probably
get
won't play.
Team. He'll be starting for England in the World Cup, mate, if he carries
on.
I think
Konate is good. You're talking about the transitioning word. He's been part of a...
What?
He was part of a really good Liverpool side, but he's also been part of a transitioning Liverpool side where they had to get in the Endos and the Rete and Klopp left and Rete. And I'll be honest, man. You know, we used to have big beef about Saliba and Konate, and that's because I thought Konate was nowhere near him, innit?
He's still not.
But I think he is, man. I think
he's nowhere near
him. That's the best two French centre-backs, them two.
Who?
Konate and Saliba.
That's not based on them being the best two, though.
I'm not talking to you over there, pink shirt.
To be fair, I'm taking a lot of touches.
No, do your thing.
What it is Konate, you just need to know what kind of defender he is, innit? He's not like Saliba, you understand? You need to see him in more like the Gabriel.
He's a battler.
Like, yeah.
He's a battler.
The bully man realms. And I think, brother, mobility, 1v1s, he might not be the... Like, I think he's good, man.
So Konate, to me, reminds me of like a Rudiger type defender.
I hear that.
Like, Rudiger's not the cleanest on the ball, but he is a great defender. Mm. Like, his recovery is good.
More old school than modern.
Yes.
100%.
Do you get what I'm saying? I'm not 100%. Saying he's better, but he reminds me of a
Same mold, same prototype. You got, it's like power and glory, you know, like.
So what would your point be then, Steve-O?
Rudiger is quality on the ball. Quality on the ball. Otherwise, you're not a centre back at Real Madrid. First thing they ask for.
That don't mean nothing. Because
I'm telling you that.
Real Madrid want Konate as well, though.
Yeah, he ain't signed for them.
Real Madrid want Konate as well.
No, he ain't signed. He hasn't signed, bro.
That's paper talk.
Yeah, he's going Real Madrid.
He hasn't signed.
He's going to Real Madrid.
When he goes, come back to me. But he hasn't gone there yet.
But he's last year, bro.
We'll see.
He's last year.
I ain't finished yet. So he hasn't gone there, yeah? When they wanted Saliba ahead of him. That's someone good on the ball.
And Euro.
One second. Let me land. Because I'm telling you, let's name two players that they wanted ahead that didn't go there. So he's like fourth, fifth choice, rude boy. They wanted Euro first.
Thank you.
They wanted Saliba.
Thank you, they did.
I just disagree that I think Rudiger is good on the ball. He's deceptively good on the ball. He's not spraying it or anything like that, but man don't give away. He breaks lines. He can dribble past you. He can play left side, right side, sweeper. He can do it all. He can tackle. He can do it all.
And Rudiger.
Yeah, Rudiger.
Yeah, yeah.
And very minimal mistakes. Very minimal.
I don't think Konate could even lace Rudiger.
Yeah. It's crazy.
And that's why the reaction from me was massive, because I think Rudiger's probably one of the best centre-backs we've seen play in the Prem and in La Liga. So to even mention...
That's mad.
Yeah, no, I'm saying he's been brilliant. Chelsea Rudiger was fantastic. But I'm saying even the guy that went to Real Madrid, who's done what he's done, he's been fantastic and he's been a big part of everything that Real Madrid have done. Now to say Konate with the stinkers that he's had,
man, crazy.
This season as well.
You've not seen Rudiger's stinkers,
this
right?
Season, no, let's talk about this season as well. I don't know who's in charge right now. There's moments where, because you lot are not in a position that you should be in, because if they were so good, they'd be higher up the league, innit? I'm saying no, in terms of the mistakes, we're closer to you lot than you think, in terms of points.
I know.
Yeah?
I know.
We shouldn't be though, because your defense should be solid and tight. But again, you're two amazing. Let me land.
You've got two amazing
centre backs, and for some strange reason, Virgil and Konate, you shoot. How many goals
don't
you conceded?
Look the same.
14?
Don't look the same.
14.
Can I respond?
You know you can't go to jail for
that.
I beg you, can I respond?
All right. Can I respond? Respond? Oh, yeah. New right back, new left back. Best goalie in the world's not there.
How many mistakes has Konate made?
I let you go. Stop. Bro.
You can't answer.
New right back, new left back. Best goalie in the world isn't there. That helps with that 15 goals. That's done now.
Okay.
Yeah? Why can't you lot hear two players and not say, and not comprehend that we're not comparing them? Yeah, you understand what I'm saying to you? You're not comparing.
Check the errors leading to goals from those two and not the wing backs. I'm saying check the errors. I'm saying when them man are on their own island, when they're making mistakes, when Virgil's cussing Konate, that's errors because
that
of them two.
What's that got to do with Rudiger though?
Perfect. All right, wicked. But again, now when people say two, it's not a comparison. Someone can be in someone's prototype. They don't mean the exact same player.
KG, he's saying Hoyland and Haaland. Same lab. It's just
Hoyland and Haaland. He reminds me of him, yeah.
What was similar about them? Blonde hair.
That's it.
Konate. You see, when we speak about players that are personal to us, it's a wrap, man. It's a wrap. Like, we was, yeah.
Shouldn't be emotional, though.
It shouldn't be, but I hear what you're saying about Rudiger, yeah? Because I kind of hear what you're saying about Rudiger, but if we're going to go on the elite ball playing centre back right now, for me, the prototype of that is Saliba, innit? Yeah. Rudiger
really?
Isn't. Yeah, that's for me. He's one of the more.
He can't even hit long balls, mate.
All right, cool. Can I just land? For me, a centre back being comfy on the ball doesn't have a lot to do with long balls. For me.
You said he's elite on the ball. You didn't say comfy.
When I'm talking about a centre back being elite on the ball, I'm talking about composure, being press resistant, wanting it all the time. It's not so much about distribution. Obviously, his distribution could be good, but for me, it's more about literally the ball's at your feet yeah. and what happens.
Press resistant.
Yeah, you get me. And to me, Rudiger and Konate are in a more similar category. You get me? Then like a Saliba. You understand? Saliba's a guy. He wants it from the keeper. You understand? Give it to man. Anytime the six is in trouble, turn around and give it. For me, if the Liverpool centre-back that fits that description for me is Van Dijk. You get me? And Konate is more
bully beef
to deal with the,
bully beef, yeah.
the forward threats. You understand? Because you see with Van Dijk, he's lost a bit of the mobility. So he kind of has to...
Twerk.
He can't be as much... You get me? But to give credit... That's what I wanted to say. To give credit to Konate, his centre-back partner isn't as aggressive as other centre-back partners, you understand? So he's having to kind of mind the older centre-back, you get me? Because you see, when we play against you lot, and we try to send Martinelli or whoever down that channel, Canate, it's not the fullback that's an issue, it's Konate.
Yeah, Konate was going
And
across.
I think wide defending in this era from the centre-backs is key, innit? Because you see these fullbacks are a bit, you understand? But yeah, man.
Good player.
So can I just say...
Go on.
You're free to talk, man.
No, I know I'm free to talk, but I mess up today, man.
Why?
I think Enzo Konza's better than him still.
Yeah, me too.
I didn't even think of him.
Much better.
And that's
much
better. I can't believe it.
I don't much think better. He's better than him.
Much I think he's better than him. But much go on, let's go to number six though, please.
Number six is Christian Romero from Tottenham. And I don't agree, I'll be honest.
Where would you put him lower?
I think
he's top 10, but I think he's a bit rash, man.
Yeah, that's my thing.
I think
thing.
He's a bit rash. That yeah, there? I just think if he played for one of the teams with the mainstream fan bases, United, Arsenal, even a Liverpool, they'll be killing him. He's definitely good.
I think he's been one of the better. I think he's been one of the better centre backs.
Cucho, Kulo, he does all little sneaky elbows and gets red cards and all that. He's a liability, man. Get out of here, man.
So Steve-O had Romero fifth, which I think is reasonable. I'll be completely honest. I think he's been one of the better centre backs over the last couple of years. Even though the finishing, what we would do the finishing thing about a team, yeah? But the same thing, we'll go back to a point. This ain't defenders. Was Cunha one of the best attackers in one of the Wolves teams that finished that low?
That's an
you
attacker.
You can still be a
attacker.
But my point is, you can still be a strong player in a poor team.
Can I go back to saying,
okay,
I remember when Andy Robinson signed for Liverpool from a relegated Hull team.
That's
I come here and I sat and I told you like this and you said, oh, it doesn't matter. Does it matter now?
He didn't start the next season for Liverpool, bro.
Jesus Christ.
He took a whole season.
Keep the same energy.
No, I will.
The point is, you can be in a relegation team and you can still play well.
Hold on, dude. This is what keeps happening, yeah? We'll say, I don't think this guy is sixth. Then you'll say, oh, but he can play well. We're not saying if he can play well or not.
Romero's whack. That's why Steve-O had him fifth.
Go ahead, Steve-O. Tell us why.
I think he's a good defender. I think he's good, solid. Bit rash, didn't like him at the start, but he's grown on me. Top five.
Do you think he's a bit small as well? That's why he has to be rash, kind of thing.
What country is he from?
Argentina.
Come on, man.
Yeah, man. Them man are like that though. Them man are aggressive, bro.
Full blooded.
The only Argentina man that I know that's actually not aggressive is Messi. The rest of them are all active, bro. They're on scrapping. If you watch them South America games, it's 90% scrap, 10% football. Yeah. I promise you. It's dark over there, bro.
Yeah, he's a baller. He's got the ball at
his feet. He can play, bro. But it's just, he's a bit...
I think he's the trigger, man. I think he's the trigger for teams, innit? When he's in possession, press. You know what I'm saying? It's not when Van de Ven's in possession.
And Van de Ven, centre-back, with Ange mentality, maybe 17th is a bit much, but that going wrong makes sense. It makes a lot of sense. Because he's a two recovery man.
I hear that.
Yeah, playing high. The two fullbacks ain't exactly...
Fullbacks, they're attackers.
You understand,
Van der Ven.
So it's like, it was always good. But he's a recovery defender. If the other guy's Romero...
You need a ball-playing centre-back.
You need someone with a little bit of control. A little bit of nous.
Don't downplay him like that, man. Romero he's not of the A-list of CBs in the league.
But all I'm saying is...
That's top five, man.
The centre-back could hurt him first 5 minutes.
That don't necessarily have to be top
but
five.
But, man, this is my thing. Centre-back hurts him first 5 minutes. He's not worrying about defending. He's worrying about getting my man back. Doing this and red.
Nah, he's got that about him. He's got that about him.
If the other centre back's Van de Ven now, he can't do Romero stuff.
Recovery.
You understand, bro? So it's like.
But at one point, as a duo, bro, they were.
No, they cut the bro. He's good. He is good.
Okay, cool.
He is good. I think.
It just didn't sound like we was rating him.
Bro,
so,
if you're a centre back and you're rash, that's a big problem. He's nowhere near as rash as he is good. You understand? But the rashness still...
Stands out.
It stands out as much as how good he is at points. You understand? He's a centre-back, bro. Last line of defence, like 90% of your game is duels, bro. You have to keep your head. You understand? And I think that's why he gets marked down. Because if he wasn't rash, I think we're talking about him entering top threes and fours, bro. Because he's good,
I think he's been a lot better with his rashness from when we first saw him to how he is now. But Steve, what was you going to add to that? Sorry.
No, he said about him on the ball. It's just like, you just don't watch him.
He's good on the ball.
If you think that he's the B-side person that you can go and, when he's on the ball, he's the press.
I'm telling you, he's the trigger.
He's so comfortable on the ball. It scares me. It scares me sometimes how comfortable he's on the ball.
He's the trigger, though.
He's good on the ball. He's all right. He's good on the ball.
You know why he's the trigger? That's why against the Chelsea, in that game against Chelsea a couple of weeks back, he got benched.
No, he was injured.
He was on the bench, bro.
Because he come back from injury.
He was on the
watch
bench.
Watch the games.
I watched it. He come back from injury.
Man in a team of the year, but it was a FIFA team.
FIFA team, but he was in it, though.
Oh, God.
But he was on the bench,
bro. He come back from injury.
He was on the bench for Danzo.
You're going to listen.
Sorry, is Romero Liverpool's Konate?
No
way.
That's Tottenham's issue.
How are you trying to say no way in the sense that it's not close?
He's a top centre-back.
Whereas Konate ain't.
No. Konate's a good defender. Like, he's a good one-on-one defender, strong, man. Quick.
You see how there's like an A and B defender, yeah?
He's C.
Tottenham don't have an A and B. They got A and, have you seen Elon Musk's son's name? It's like an A with an E next to it. That's what they got. They got an A and an I, you feel me, bro? That's what they got.
They got iRobot, they got iRobot, bro. They got AI, bro.
They got an E with an apostrophe on the top of it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
The I with the two dots in it.
Anyhow.
The I with the two dots.
Anyhow, Romero, sixth, which I agree with, but we're going to move on to the top five.
The top five, before we continue, before we get though, there. We publish content on a Monday, a Wednesday, and of course on a Friday. So be sure to subscribe, ring that bell, and get notified. Do not miss out.
Ding! Dong.
Onto the top five of centre backs. Number
and it's
five.
The other weirdo. No, I'm joking. Let's I'm not calling them weirdo.
Yeah,
sorry,
let's not do that.
Sorry,
number five.
Me as well, I can't even get away.
Number five Van de Ven. Is Tottenham's Van de Ven.
Yeah,
sorry,
it is
Lips.
Him. It is Van de Ven.
I think quality player.
He is. I just want to go out there and say it. Because you know I like to get racial with it. This is the fastest white centre-back I've ever seen.
Yeah, he's rapid,
he
bro.
He is absolutely off.
Rapid, though.
Absolutely rapid.
Skits always says it. That he's too fast for his hamstring sometimes. But he seems to be sorting it out. And plays for a team that I dislike. And I really dislike them. But he's good, man.
Can I ask you something, Lippy? Yeah. Do you think how bad his team done last season was because he was out for a lot of the season? Because he was the one that was out for
a
lot.
It could be a major part. I don't think they would have finished 17th if he was there. Like I said, I think him, Romero, Ange tactics, Vicario, they got the Romanian done on the bench. Like, it could go wrong.
He weren't. They had bad injuries. Tottenham, though.
No.
Van de Ven's obviously the most notable, maybe. But
if they had the injuries with him, it's not that bad, innit? Because there's always a chance.
Oh, I get what you mean.
You understand?
If Romero was injured and he was fit, and it's Dragosvic and him, you got a better chance. Is it Dragosvic and Romero?
No, but as a duo, we've seen it, bro. When it breaks down as a duo, no matter on what defender's missing out of that duo, they're gonna be hurt by it.
Van de Ven, yeah? He ain't got that. Like, we've done a top 10 so far. I'm trying to think. For me in the top 10, you know who the only person in the top 10 has got that centre-back trait for me? De Ligt.
De Ligt.
As much as the guy that I don't rate him, he's got proper centre-back stuff about
it's
him.
A real centre-back.
And as much as I like
Harry
Van
Maguire
de Ven,
has as, well.
As much as I like Van de Ven, yeah, there's a bit of fake centre-back. There's a bit of, do you
winger.
Need to be in a
bit
back
of winger.
Three?
A bit
you need
of
to
winger.
Be in a back Mom. Three. Are you a fullback?
Van de Ven is like Mom.
No, I rate him. He's better than everyone I'm saying, but at the same time, he's not a proper centre back.
He's like Marv, he's a centre back, but he goes light green on right wing. He can play, you know, like a speedy position. You get what I'm saying? Or wing back. He can do those extra.
Based on what? Pace.
Pace, technical. He's left back for Holland.
No, left back, cool. You're saying
he can do wing, bro.
He's just said, but Holland do the weird thing. They play Timber and
no, Timber's right back.
I
no,
see
no,
Timber
no,
playing
no.
centre back.
Timber and Van Dijk centre back, and they got Dumfries.
But that's weird. Dumfries should be the centre back for me. Just
based on
just
I know
no, just no,
about.
Not
I know
just
about.
What they look like. No. Not like that, obviously not. But just what they look. If you saw them standing up,
that's my centre back.
That's
Dumfries
my centre back.
Is
and that's my.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
The first time I've agreed with that. Huh?
Like to count on this year, I'm very shocked. Genuinely, and I'm not just saying it because we're cool, but I'm shocked that Konza's not in here. I genuinely
Wait,
think Konza's that
Konza's your legend.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, no, I'm not even.
He is.
He's no.
I think he's better. He's just faster than him. As he's better than him on the ball. Nah, he's better right, defensively he's right. than him. Right. I'm not going right. to lie to you, bro. He,
no, do you know why he's right?
better than him, bro. This is actually an England centre-back.
If best centre-back in the league.
If we're talking about centre-backs,
yeah, man.
Literally, quality centre-backs. On the ball, like they're good. Defensively, they're good. 1v1 duels, they're good. He's the in best the air. In the
why are you shouting?
I no, agree. Sorry.
Yeah, it's passionate.
It's
passionate.
It's because you know I'm making it seem just because he's my boy, I'm saying that. Naturally, I'm saying it because I see it, bro. I've seen this guy play. I've seen Ezri play. I genuinely think, if we're talking about top fives, centre back, he could not be fifth if Ezri's still playing football. Doesn't make sense.
Maybe you should have voted for Ezri then.
I voted for flipping Ben. Relax.
Konsa's the best in the league.
Say again, sorry.
Konsa's the best in the league. I can't believe I didn't vote for him, man.
But I'm so looked at a list of
players, Konsa's the best centre back in the league.
Bro, how have we forgot him if he's not in the list, bro? How have we forgot him?
We might have to bring back the phone calls.
Let me tell you what I forgot about him. Because you know it is. We're just...
Hold on, Lippy.
Can't speak when he's making Lippy. A point.
Hey, Lippy, I just heard from my boy Steve-O still. His name's Kevin as well. He said that Konsa's the best centre-back in the league.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think?
I stand on that.
KG, happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you, bro.
I'm sorry that this guy...
Third best in the league.
Third. That makes sense. Punch him up, man. Punch him up. This guy is a fraud, man. I punch him up, man. Punch him
he's
up.
He's a quality centre-back.
We got him back. We got him back.
The phone call woke him up. All right, thank you.
Steve-O, we got him. We got
thank
him.
You, bro. Enjoy the rest of your birthday.
You're going to articulate, Steve-O, land, because you're going to articulate it better than me. So you land, please.
All right, first of all, we're idiots for not putting him in.
No, 100%. Absolute idiots. I hear that.
Yeah, all of us. I can't believe it, right? But I've been watching him lately. And this is just an honourable mention because he's not in the list, right? Honourable mention. The composure, the leadership, the defending, the blocks, the tackling. This kid, apart from Gabriel, and obviously I'm still going to say Van Dijk, even though Van Dijk ain't playing as good as him, this kid is the best.
Konsa.
He's grown into it over the years. He's grown in. Go and put player cam on him now. Crowd, everyone, put player cam on him now. And if he doesn't do what I've just said, tackling, organising, leadership, class on the ball, if he isn't all of that, at me and come to me.
I'm just going to say that is all of the centre-back's job. That is all part of their, you know, leading, stepping out, doing that. That's part of a centre-back's
not
job.
At a consistent
but
level.
Here what I'm going to say this, yeah, this top five, I know it's all the five players I chose. I know I watch football and I know, obviously, you've all voted the same five.
You put Kanate five, fifth.
No, I didn't. But let's go.
We're going to go on to fourth. Van de Ven being fifth.
I just want to say quickly that Margs put the lit fifth, and that's the only reason, once again, the integrity of the list has been destroyed by Margs. So even when you're not on the episode, you somehow managed to make impact.
I don't want to fight.
Let's not. Shout out Mars, because that's
a bad
take. Shout out
Mars, you've done a great job.
But we're going to fourth. The lit could have been
in
there.
In fourth is Gayhee, and this is what I wanted to, based on what you just said about Konsa, obviously Gayhee, we're a big fan of him on the show, could have got his move to Liverpool, didn't happen, might even end up at Real Madrid now.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Or United. That's a United linked as well.
Might end up at Real Madrid.
He's not going United.
Yeah.
Is that another centre back they want ahead of Konate?
Do you think Konsa is better than Mark Gayhee?
Personally, I do. I do think he's better than him. I just think he's got more to his game. Although, I think they would be perfect together. I think one of them...
Play for England together, yeah.
One voice. Why are we doing this? One voice. Steve-O, sorry, resume, please. Thank you.
I think they'd be perfect together because Gay's more of the guy that you said will attack things and he's more physical up the striker's arse, as we like to call it back in the day.
Hey!
I feel you. Keep going.
But guess what? Konsa can do that too, as well as he can be the sweeper centre-half. He can be the one that gets it from the keeper, which Gay can do as well, by the way. All centre-backs can do that now. But this guy's just got a little bit of extra class. Watch when he gets pressed, the Cruyff turns, the strength. He's got pace. I'm sorry, we're not talking about Konsa anymore, but you asked me the question, do I think he's better? That's why I think he's better. I think he's just got more to his game, although this guy is a top centre-half as well.
I think he's
and deserves
amazing,
to be in
I think
fourth.
Gay's an amazing leader as well. I think he even is, you, even with what Crystal Palace have gone through, he's just still there. And especially his mind hasn't gone knowing he could have moved to
That's
Liverpool.
What I'm saying, professional.
I've been a champion.
Professional.
You know what, I think he deserves, like, it's like I said before, I don't know how to word it, but it's like, the top four, I think, will be, these guys are going to be centre-backs, innit? Mm. You don't play them
anywhere else.
Left back or right inverted back. Thing or they need a back three already. These are guys that strikers do not like playing against. And I'm not saying strikers like playing against Konsar, but I'm thinking what kind of marks him down in the centre back list is that he could maybe operate, use him as a right back, might look comfortable, a bit more comfortable in a back three. Whereas these man are like centre back.
Can I go to add to that? Julian Timber's the same. I think you'd have to go far, 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 far to find a better defender than him. And that's centre back, right back,
wherever.
I wouldn't
have him as a top, whatever centre back.
He can play anywhere. He's just for me. No, he's, for me, there's a guy, when I grew up, there was a guy called Ivan Kubota. He was a Colombian. And he could play all across the back four.
I remember him. Inter.
And he was another guy. Same as Maldini. Maldini didn't play centre back, but when he did, he was number one still. And I think that's like these guys here, like, and I think that's with Konsa. Like right back, top right back, centre back, top centre back. Gaye and Konsa playing together for England have not conceded a goal. For me, they're the two centre backs that need to be playing at World Cup.
Who was the opposition that we played?
Moldova, Andorra.
ain't that who we play 70% of the time? It's not a rank like a top.
I hear you.
No, you don't hear me though, do you?
I do.
No,
you don't. I reckon John Stones. But back to Mark Gahey, I rate what he's doing because that move was literally shut down within minutes, innit? To go to Liverpool. It was shut down within minutes. You might know more than me. For him to step back, put the armband on, and step out like it's nothing.
Oh, so it's mental now. Football's mental. But when it's Roy Keane, it's not mental. God.
Bro, what's going on? I need to get to finish a
thing. Steve-O's
on my game. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes. Now mental matters.
Please, let me get my point out.
Yeah.
No, but no, it's a good point.
It's
but
a great point.
You've crossed it to another pitch.
Yeah.
The youth's volleyed it in, but the goal can't
count. All pitches, all the time.
That's mad. Anyway, let me just finish my point. Now, look. Moving to you're going to leave mid-table team, yeah? And then you could potentially go to the championship. You're not going out. He just steps out, puts his hands up, puts all his faith in God. He came out, he scored a screamer this year.
Good goal, yeah.
A screamer. He done a cold assist. You see the ball at his feet, bro. It's like, bro, he's a... And you know what? I doubted him because he's 5'10". I doubted him because he's 5'10". Yeah, he's not even 6'4".
I think he's 6'4".
Listen, I'll be honest.
Let me check.
Gay may be the future, as Steve-O said,
he's
with Konsa.
As well.
He's 25, boys.
That's
25.
Young, ain't even in his prime.
Mad, that's mad. That's mad.
I think he's going Real Madrid.
I'm sure he's 6 foot plus.
No, he's 5'10".
See, 5'10".
That's what they say, bro. He's got the
That's
lead.
Of the same elk as...
What, Licha?
Lisandro Martinez.
Oh, you think them man are the same player? Love.
That is
oh, we're just adding, you know, we're just saying
couple,
it. Remind me. He reminds me, innit?
Reminds me of a Lisandro Martinez.
Man, I'm not going left to
We can't fight that,
still.
Can we? We can't fight that.
So seeing as we're doing the remind me of Mark Henry then?
Let's not do it. Hey, that's got nothing to do with this.
Is he allowed to do that?
What we're going to do.
Everyone's saying, remind me.
What we're going to do, because of that comment, what we're going to do is we're going to move on to number three for the
wait,
list.
Wait.
I've got you, but not right now. I'll have you. You know I do. We're going to move on. That's nasty. Number three.
Van Dijk.
Are we surprised by this?
Listen, he had one more vote than Gahey. So it's obviously Virgil van Dijk. Who, credit to him for still being there. But I think for the first time in the history of Loons being on this show, Van Dijk hasn't been number one and it's all right. Let me just land. And I'm not. That's not to point you out. I'm just saying is we're now witnessing the end of, let's have it right.
Hierarchy.
They're calling him one of the best ever. So... Let's talk about it, bro. Is that valid? Is
Absolutely.
He up there with the Rios and the
Absolutely.
Vidic's, the no. John Terry's?
It'd be up there.
I'm not saying he's better than them, but
it's can't hear names. It's not a comparison.
When you stop saying John Terry and Rio Ferdinand, like the triggering ones, when you start talking about the Sol Campbells, the Tony Adams, the Rare. You think Van Dijk, yeah, man.
He's in and amongst them.
He's in and amongst
them. He's in amongst them, man.
He'd be lower in the tens.
Yeah. Vidic ain't better than Sol Campbell, bro. No.
Okay.
Let's focus on Virgil.
Do you know what it is, man? He's 35, gonna be 35.
Yeah.
Gonna be 35. Quality player, man. On and off the ball. You get me? I remember there was a little season that you lot was in a transition. We were kind of laughing about what would happen, but he still kind of looked
see,
good.
When you mentioned earlier about Saliba on the ball, being elite on the ball, I know you did explain after, but when you first said it, like, because elite means all levels for me, Van Dijk is elite because he's long passing.
Our centre-backs don't get to do
that. No. So I'm saying that's why it's such a throwback. Maybe you lot should do that.
Now, he's
more.
A madness.
But
it's a throwback
to see a centre-back, like, basically, especially when teams are pressing now, press, being able to have that he can switch the play, like, that was killing teams back in the day when he was doing that.
When Mo's first touch was good, right? And everything was clean.
So that there was elite to me, man. So I missed that. I missed that from him. I missed that in the game, to be honest with you, man. But in his heyday, which he's still playing, I don't know what percentage he's playing, he still gets in our top three, but he's nowhere near what he was.
Yeah.
But in his heyday, he's definitely a top 10 centre-back Premier League ever.
Yeah, I don't think many Virgil van Dijk's come around. I don't think there'll be another one. Like, you know, like, obviously you've got the ones forwarding up, you've got the Konzas, you've got the Gayes. I think even if they hit the top of their ceiling, they're not going to get to the level. Maybe the next in line is the only reason it's going to be Saliba is because he's got 80 youth on his side. You know what I'm saying, innit? Maybe Lenny Euro, how old is he, 19? He could potentially do that if everything goes the right way. But it's age, innit?
One thing I would say, though, is he played at a point where... teams were transitioning again, like, to the one up top and the lazy nine or whatever they call it. Like, I think teams now, because they're now, you're seeing the pressure into the box, centre-backs are getting tested again. Like, they're starting to get tested again with set pieces. You're now seeing defenders having to defend. So I think, I'm not saying he had it in an easier period.
It's different kind of strikers that he's playing against. So if you compare him to the likes of Vidic and stuff, they played against real gunmen in that era. In that era.
Rather than two gunmen, it was two though.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Vidic, but still,
even if
you say Drogba versus Van Dijk, what does that battle look like? It could be dark.
Vidic
it
didn't play against two though.
What are you talking about?
No, you didn't. Man United started with a front three.
I'm saying Vidic played against gun. I'm saying Vidic played against gunmen. Better players. You right now we're in a the strikers. When we're looking for nines, let me just land this. When we're looking for nines, I don't think the nines of now are as good as what they were playing against back in the day, which is true. So now I'm saying that's the competition. But I had a question for you lot. I was wondering, where do you rank Van Dijk compared to like a company? Where is he there? Is he like...
He's above company for me. Still.
Van Dijk's above company?
Yeah. Card, you know what it is, man? It's like Steve-O just started, innit? Because he's got the... This is what it is with my man, yeah? If you break down like his attributes, and I even like doing that, innit? With players. Because this ain't FIFA. Because this ain't... A man could have wicked attributes and be rubbish. But with him, yeah? Brother, when you break down his game, like, he's like a dream centre-back, bro. He's fast, he's strong, he's comfy on the ball, he's a monster in the air, he's a leader, good at wide defending. You can't, in his prime, you couldn't chief him up.
Nah, didn't play enough, company.
Do you know what it was? Company, exactly. He was a bit heavy. That's what it was. Oh. So it's just, if you gave him the change of direction.
I just think it's company's thing was just injury. I think if he played more,
Virgil.
Oh no! Like you're saying, company can get chinged.
He can get chinged, man.
Nah. Nah.
You see Van Dijk here. I've seen too many.
Seen Van Dijk get chinged.
I've seen too many Van Dijks.
Seen Rio get chinged.
Like, exactly. Yeah.
Attacking, like he's obviously defending. Attacking wise, it's like 3 versus 1. They can't get past him. With company, they're cooking him, bruv. He just guides man one
someone.
Way.
Yeah.
You don't as an attacker, that's probably the worst thing to do. If it's 3v1, it's that training, bro. It's that 3v1. You know what they do, attack versus defense? It's the worst thing to do is play up against a man like that because he's gonna guide you one way. You can't pass it to the right. You try to chop, he's gonna come and get you. I don't see company doing that or anything near what Van Dijk can do still. I'll be honest.
Do you think he was as good on the ball?
No, but if you ask me for who would I want one-on-one defending in my team on a free, like what you just said there, all day I'm having company.
Okay.
I'll be honest, yeah? I'll be completely honest, yeah? With Virgil, it's as straightforward as what Kanye West said. When he won and they asked him, what would he do if he didn't win? I guess we'll never know. Mm. He is, no doubt, no shadow of a doubt, one of the best centre-backs we've seen recent. Arguably the best.
He's the best his generation.
The comparing will always have its variables with who he played, whatnot. We're focusing on the Virgil we see right now. There's been no one that's been able to chat to him until these ages where you're getting the twos and the ones that are now better than Virgil. Now.
But you look at what they're having now, to do to be better than
now.
Him.
They're better than Virgil. So respect to Virgil, well, respect to who
in whole or they got to do it for a long time, no?
I agree with you to a degree with that as well. But if we're talking today,
he
is third.
Yeah,
centre back.
Absolutely. I voted him third.
And with that being said, number second.
Hold on, two seconds before we GOP, before we go on, I just want to say a speech on behalf of the team that I support right now. I've done many centre back lists on this show, and I've had to watch my players not be there, boys. But today, we are top two.
Facts.
But today, we can see the least goals in the league.
Facts.
GOP to number two, please.
No. Wait.
Why are you mashing up?
You have to. Listen, I'll be completely honest. This means nothing if it doesn't come home.
What are we talking about now?
So now, yeah?
If you concede the least, you're not really conceding the least unless you win. That's where we're at.
No, you need to win because this has been the top two for the last couple years. It has been.
So now, this is my thing. Because you see when... This is my thing, yeah?
I'm listening to your thing.
This is my thing. I don't care about your thing.
I'm listening to your thing.
Let's talk about this man here, right?
Go on.
First and foremost, yeah? I always said this was the heir to the throne, to the guy that we just spoke about prior. This table can never
What
happen.
Are you lot playing? Yu-Gi-Oh?
I asked for Steve-O up front because I knew he'd be sitting there.
Oh, man.
Next to Loons with a karate thing on his head. That's a... Bro, this was never going to be all right.
Come shut up then. Talk about you.
It's not about talking about me. He was talking. You was interrupting him, bro.
Shut up, man. That's helping him.
What's wrong with you, man?
I'm good.
Talk, man.
Chill. All right, boys. I see what's going on. We get to the Gooners and everyone. We're trying to break
disrespect.
Up the play. Listen, boys, accept it. It's William Saliba. Let's have it right. I want to say something. The first time we spoke about him on this show, it was for a video that was mad.
Yeah,
he's so cold, man. Don't even talk about the video, bro.
Can't. Yeah,
he's out. He's outdone it.
The video still out
there.
No, the video. No, but when you're that composed on the ball, the video don't exist. It's AI now. Sora 2.0. Yeah, you can't. He's class, bro. This is they use the term Rolls Royce with him. This table.
No, but when I say I'm the bad dude, but land, bro, land, because everyone's got energy for different people, bro. Land, go on. Land, bro, you lot land.
Saliba is the coldest. That's all I have to say. What?
Being number two, he's
I think
I'll be honest, yeah. I think watching his journey to how he's come here, the loans,
wank
obviously
video.
Buying him. Pardon?
The wank video.
Yeah, so watching his journey to see how he's now progressed into being one of the best in the league right now has been good. And I feel like, obviously, yeah, we're going to obviously mention, like, if... What the fuck? That's what I was going to say. Sorry.
Last time, John Wick at the table.
I know what I was going to say. My point of what I was going to say is, I forgot it. But yeah,
you saying you are so proud of him?
I'm just saying I'm genuinely proud of him because when he first come, obviously he weren't playing. He was a young kid. We didn't know what to expect from him. Went out on loan, was bossing up in France. He came back and took his chance, and now he's one of the best in the league.
Didn't he go loan twice? Am I wrong? Saint Etienne and Marseille.
Yeah,
right?
Let's have it right. He landed. He got given the number four shirt. Yeah.
Big expectations. Yeah,
he's got given the number four shirt. He's been sent out on loan. I think in the same window, or it might have been the season after that, he's been sent out on loan. We've got Ben White. He's taken the four then. So I said, yes, 100%. Check it. When he landed, he was number four, bro. Check it. I swear down.
But weren't Saliba's first shirt number 12?
No, that's when he started playing. Okay. But when he first landed, he wanted the four shirt.
Okay,
yeah?
Then he went on loan. That
season, he was our number four. Then he's gone on loan. Ben White's coming. He's got the four, yeah? It's this grey area about, is Saliba even coming back to play for us, bro?
Yep.
He's landed.
That's after that video dropped, yeah, innit?
But people are trying to say that. But brother, he's landed. I think the first game we played that season was Palace away, bro. Gee, you could just see it, bro. This youth was different. Always wanted the
ball. I'm sure he scored that game.
He scored the second game. Sorry. Brentford.
Bournemouth.
Was it Bournemouth?
Bournemouth.
I thought it was Brentford.
Wicked, wicked, wicked. All right, bring some balance to this? Because he hasn't been that good. He hasn't been great, has he, this season? He hasn't been as great as he's been.
I don't know, man. They ain't conceded, so it's hard to say.
I think he's made some mistakes.
What did you say? I didn't even hear
the question. Yeah, so from previous seasons, probably the last two, this start of the season, he hasn't been as good as them two. I'm asking a question
here. I think last season he looked a bit shaky at a point.
Yeah.
Do you know what's clearer now is the difference of who's the best out of the two of them? Before it was like, it was an argument.
Well, I remember Marg said it and you lot killed him, like all the Arsenal.
I just think, when we were saying Saliba was the best, I think he was the best.
It's the fashionable thing to say, though. It's like comparing Balmain to Levi's. You remember, Levi's make the better jeans, boys. You get what I'm saying to you, innit? I know you might want the Balmain jeans, but Levi's make the better jeans. Do you get what I'm saying? That's where it is. That's true.
Bro, aesthetically, I think Saliba looked better.
Hold on.
Yo, Lippy.
Hey,
my guy Loons keeps making these analogies. I have no clue what
that analogy,
mean,
I don't get that. What do you say? Balenciaga jeans.
I said Balmain.
It's all crazy.
Balmain.
Bro. You got the helicopter. You got the helicopter.
Yeah.
We got the helicopter.
Get the ladder. Lord have mercy.
Let me tell you what I meant.
Go on.
And what I meant is, everyone went with the name brand. You know what I'm saying?
Call him again.
Everyone went with the name brand.
Saliba.
Yeah. When you are with the name brand jeans, but my jeans are going to last longer. I'm going to protect
lips.
Yeah.
Wait, when you said that though, Saliba was better than Gabriel,
innit? He did, and he's made it worse.
No, I say Gabriel's better.
No, but he wasn't better at the time.
We still don't
understand. I've always said Gabriel's better.
We still don't understand what he said. I thought Gabriel was one of the first pieces to what we're seeing now. You understand? You saw out, went and got him from Lille, I think it was. He started, I still think we saw, when he first landed, we saw some of the qualities he has now. He's just very rash.
And made bare mistakes.
Yeah, bare mistakes. Hairline was going.
Saliba. Mascara's better than him.
Yeah. Mascara?
In my opinion. I think.
Oluwa Black come here and flopped, man.
Hey, I think you lot could sell Saliba for what? 70 to 100, right? Cash in. You've got a ready-made replacement there that I think passes forward and splits the lines better than him.
He definitely does that.
And he's good. So I think you could cash in this as a business, just like you could cash in on old Odegaard as well.
Continue
as a business. That kind of thing there.
Odegaard is
Please sell him, please.
Nah, listen.
Please listen.
They don't need to do that.
Saliba, I think. Do you know what it is? You know what one thing I want to say about Saliba as well? As an Arsenal fan, and I'm sure we can all relate, this is one of the talents. We saw him for like 3-4 games and we were just praying, brother, let us win something ASAP. So he can stay.
Ain't that one of the last movements that Arsenal, like he told you lot to go and get him from?
I'm not even too sure.
I see something about that. Wenger, that's one of the last things.
But I just know,
get him.
We thought we had to win things to keep him. I think the difference with a player like him and some of the guys we've lost in the past is he realises he's one of the reasons we're this good, innit? So he knows if you add to my qualities and what I've got around me, we'll win. And hence why he signed the long term.
You know that there's no issues because even as haters, I want to hate right now and I can't. You know when you're that good?
Burning.
When you're that good that burning. You just have to shut up. Like literally, like these men are cold.
How do you think he feels? Always, because you don't care about the psyche of players, but no. I think that seeing all these centre-backs go to Madrid, because it's not very often it opens up for you to be to Madrid, yeah? That was a clear thing they've needed, centre-backs, and he was a clear... When he was playing at the peaks of his power, it made sense, right? Mm. Which I don't like to see teams, and you don't think you need to as much go to these teams anymore.
But when Madrid cool...
But Madrid is one of them ones you do, right?
Serious.
So seeing these centre-backs go to Madrid, do you reckon that's affected him and that's why his levels dropped? Just a little bit. He's still top two, but he's...
I think at a point it did, yeah? But I think, like...
My thing, I don't even think Madrid's fully off the cards, innit? I just think he knows he's good enough to go there whenever, innit?
Didn't it's he sign a new contract?
Yeah, he did, but yeah, it's not a situation of, I need to go now because I'm playing good. Like,
do you reckon his head was turned at all?
Nah, I just think he thinks he's good enough to play at Arsenal for a couple years and still be good enough to go there. So sign a new...
So what, he's not, you don't reckon he's planning to stay with you lot forever?
Nah, I think he's good enough to go win it all, innit? You understand?
But he can't win it with you.
He can, but I just think, bro, this guy is... Because this is what it is, yeah? The guy we're going to speak about, that's number one. He's a couple years older than him, innit? So his whole thing is, it's right here, right now, I'm doing what I'm doing.
Die at the club, bro.
As much as I want that, that's like saying the Trent thing, bro.
But... leaving, he's going to end up like a Trent thing, bro. But
yeah. Trent is not it's playing. Better for the rest of the league. I'm just talking for the rest. Die at the club or leave.
Well, I feel like when he's here, he actually has a chance of actually winning big trophies and being an actual legend here, bro.
But you see, certain times, I'd love him to stay at Arsenal per se because...
You'd love it.
No, for his career, innit? Like, he'll be a legend statue, goes to Madrid. You just get part and parcel of a team, yeah. No statue. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. People think, remember you, but you're not like spoken about in folk. Like, it would be you got like Adams. You probably never even seen Adams like that. Mm. You get what I'm saying?
But I know what you mean.
And that's that move to Real Madrid, you get me? But I hope he takes that move because you lot get weaker. It's more scary.
Are you not going to give Trent a statue?
He's got a painting. So.
Number one on the list is none other than William Saliba's centre-back partner, Gabriel.
Hairline T.
Do you know what it is? I want to highlight, yeah? He's better than Saliba now, and that's not because Saliba's got worse. He just improved Elite. To a level that he just went to somewhere that I think... I know it sounds mad, bro. I think that the best Saliba we'll see ain't going to be dealing with things in the air and ground jewels like my man.
But this is what I'm saying.
He's different.
This is what I'm saying. You see all the ground jewels, things in the air, passing and that. He's added to that with GA, bro. My man got an assist for Gokeres. Like, he does that regular. If he's not heading it in, he's heading it back across, open goal.
But Arsenal is set up for him, though, as well. You would say that the way the team, obviously, set piece reliant, not cussing you lot, just set piece reliant. He is, and he attacks it perfectly.
But KG, you've got to win that header. There's other people jumping with you, bro. It's not a guarantee you're going to win it. He guaranteed wins it every time.
I'll be real, though.
Even if he misses.
Yeah. I'll be real. As much as we've done this list with defenders and credit to the two Arsenal players, my number one, if it's for my club, can never get the ball dashed in his head. That's just one thing I'm telling you for free.
And this is where we're at. This is where we're at, though.
I could never.
This is where we're at as a team. Like, what are you on, bro?
Could never. There's something about that number one. There's something about him being number one.
I hear what he's saying, though.
There's something about that number one. Rio. I don't see Rio when... I don't see man getting the ball dashing there.
Brother.
I need more. But he's number one. He is number one now.
Broski, hold on. Two seconds. Your centre-back's got the same... Hold on. Your centre-back's got the same trim as the Don with the sunglasses in Pretty Ricky, bro. You can't tell me about...
I rate him.
I don't know, Spectacular, whatever his name is.
I rate
him. You got a BTK, you got B2K centre-back.
Bro, he's number one.
Don't tell me about my centre-back.
Why are you upset?
Why
are you upset? What?
Northwest beefing again. Northwest beefing again.
What's going on?
Man wanted me involved, bro.
Everyone's got to play the team that you wish they didn't get chiefed up like that. With me, Keon and Van Nistelrooy, that still hurts me to this day that they chiefed him up like that. Man getting a ball thrown at him, it was an ugly
You had
moment.
Other things to worry about them times,
no,
though.
No, you that's not, things to worry
but you're
about.
Treating it like, you see when Koscielny got his head pushed by the Birmingham player, and I don't even know who the Birmingham player was, that's too much. That is too much. Like, that was...
Hey, Lips, again, I love to be I love to be the neutral on the show, innit, because you made a point about Van Nistelrooy. I remember that. Man got bullied.
I hated
all jumping
it.
Up.
I hated
yeah,
it.
Yeah, oh, when you're getting licked up, it was crazy, right? But let's get it real. Let's be right. As you say, let's have it right. you're right. And your centre-back, and this is modern day centre-back, got bullied. Got
dashed. Look at man thing.
If I run past you quickly, it was a sneak attack, bro.
I'm getting bullied.
My man's in the moment. He's dashed the ball quickly.
Lips.
Yeah, go
on. I'm a big superhero, Marvel, DC fan, and we call it an origin story. And I think that that there was Gabriel's
see what
origin
you,
story.
Yo.
The arc.
He can't get bullied like that.
Sometimes you gotta let the play. I didn't see where he was running.
My bad.
Steve-O, that's clean like at him.
Remember to watch our Sports Day episode.
Make sure.
But also remember, take into consideration the conditions, the footwear, the mood of the athletes.
We're not doing that.
Are they athletes?
And Steve-O's an ex-pro.
There you go.
No. We're not doing
that.
Listen, we're not doing that.
Hold on. Let us know who impressed. Let us know what events you want to see at the next one, because we're going to get a bit more creative with it this time. You get me?
Shot put.
I think we need to do more football stuff, because that's what we're based on.
100%. I think we need to do more power.
And we know who won that one anyway.
I beat both the young boys at table tennis.
They can't hear you.
Anyway, we're going to count down the top 10. In 10 is Delit, because the United fans cried to have him there. In 9th place was Senisai from Bournemouth. In 8th, Diaz from Man City. 7th, Konate from Liverpool. 6th, it was Christian Romero from Tottenham. Then it was Van de Ven from Tottenham in 5th place. 4th was Mark Gahey. 3rd was Virgil van Dijk. 2nd was William Saliba. Number 1 was Gabriel.
Can I ask you, as an Arsenal fan, quickly before the show shines out, I see some Arsenal fans calling him Billy Saliba. Is that what you got a little nickname, Billy? William, Billy?
Billy's that can land though, you know, Billy. Billy Saliba.
Is that what you are dealing with him, Billy Saliba?
Because Bobby, we did Bobby Perez, so.
Yeah, but it's Bobby Firmino, man. It's not Bobby Perez.
What do you mean?
Man,
it's Bobby Firmino.
I'll be real.
All right, come on.
With that point, just make sure that you like, comment, subscribe. Billy Saliba might be a thing, though.
Billy Saliba's decent.
Make sure you subscribe, 110%.